The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The southeast coast of the US is in a state of emergency after being battered by Hurricane Ian, which is one of the strongest ever to hit the US mainland, and there are now fears it could be the deadliest in Florida's history. Channel 7's US correspondent Tim Lester is in Fort Myers in Florida, literally the eye of the storm, and he joins us now. G'day, Tim.
G'day, Ben.
And so you're on the ground there. Can you describe to us what it's like?
Well, today, a remarkably different day to yesterday, of course, when we saw the storm go through. Today, we've been to Fort Myers Beach, in particular in Fort Myers, one of the areas worst hit by the storm, because very close to the actual point where the eye of the storm crossed continental America, came ashore and so did awful damage. And the village is flattened. It is just flattened. Whole stories just taken off buildings, a two-story building. We saw the owner walking around the top. It was crushed underneath, but it had just been wiped clean off the top. An awful lot of boats in the town because it's a coastal fishing and leisure village, and the boats have just been, big ones, blown and swept by the rising sea into mangroves, dumped on roads, and bridges smashed, and tremendous destruction, increasing the closer you get to the coast. If you come back in three or four kilometres, you're more likely to see flooding, perhaps, from the swamping seawaters being sent back. But the destruction on the coast is terrifying.
Well, I'm looking at some images of it right now as you are talking about it, and it looks like houses have just been completely swept away, removed from their foundations, and it just, as you see, sort of the sea foam on the beach all be pushed to one side of the beach. That's what it looks like with these entire houses all pushed up against each other, against little ridges or whatever it might be. What's happened to all the people?
Well, most of them were warned to get out and did. Some rode it out. In fact, I know of one case where a man rode out the storm in a boat that was blown some distance, but has lived to tell about it. But one of the great unknowns here, Ben, is that how many people have died. We simply don't know. There is talk of a large number, but nothing formal. In fact, I think there's only one confirmed death, and that's in the eastern part of the state, where the bigger problem has just been the sheer rainfall coming from the hurricane. But we may yet learn of a significant death toll as rescuers are able to get to isolated islands and to areas that have been isolated by the rising waters and cut off by lack of bridges or bridges that have been blown out and the like. So we'll learn that in time, but at the moment there's just a sense that the full extent of this horror isn't really yet known.
Mm. And the people that are still there and that you're speaking to, what are they telling you? How are they? I can imagine they just must be in shock right now.
Completely. They're typically pretty positive. Well, typically, a lot of them will say that their greatest sense is just they're lucky to be alive. And there's, as you see in circumstances like this tragedy, a fair deal of philosophical take-it-on-the-chin kind of toughness in them, and a lot of talk today about how they'll rebuild. Florida is so hurricane-prone, I guess if you want to live on the coast here, you take that risk, certainly where these people have been. But there's a fair deal of strength and pushing on. Whereas yesterday was quite different. Of course, yesterday there was just the plain fear as the hurricane went through.
Mm. And then the storm was briefly downgraded before regaining hurricane strength, and now it looks like it's barreling towards the South Carolina coast. What do we know about what is coming for those people?
Well, it shouldn't be as bad as it was on the west coast of Florida, simply because, although you're quite right, it appears to have recovered strength, and that was expected because hurricanes build out of hot water or warmer seawater, summertime seawater. That's why the Gulf of Mexico is such a sort of a hatching ground for hurricanes. But it has, we think, rebuilt some strength over the Atlantic, the other side of the Florida Peninsula, and meteorologists expect it to track north and cross the South Carolina coastline. But when it does, it won't have 241 kilometre an hour winds. They'll be gentler, and perhaps, although there is certainly some wind danger, perhaps the greater worry there might be just the sheer volume of rainfall it brings.
Mm. And it's hard to say at this early stage, but have there been any estimates of the repair bill, the damage bill that might have been caused by Hurricane Ian so far?
No, but we know historically these tend to run into the tens of billions at the very least, and this one will have a big, big damage bill. It's lashed a long portion of the coastline. In fact, by one estimate, there were seriously dangerous winds 500 to 600 kilometres from the storm, from the actual storm centre. So, not 241 kilometre an hour winds, but winds that were of a potential danger to those around them. So it's a giant storm, and damage across the sort of area we're talking about in Florida will be very costly.
Mm, yeah, you can only imagine. And just the cleanup effort, and we know from past experience that America hasn't always had the best track record when it comes to how they deal with these storms. We sure send our thoughts and prayers to everybody there in Florida and the people of South Carolina in the days to come. Channel 7 US correspondent Tim Lester, you stay safe too, mate, and thanks for your time on the West Live.
Good on you, Ben. Nice chatting.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.